Joshua chapter 1, and I will read most of the verses in that chapter. Joshua chapter 1. The Lord commands Joshua. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised. As I promised Moses, your territory will extend from the desert and from Lebanon to the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country and to the great sea on the west. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you or forsake you. Verse 6. Be strong and courageous, because you lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate upon it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you'll be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And there ends today's reading. Good morning to all of you. It's indeed a great pleasure and privilege to be here. One of the people who've been a great influence and mentor in my life is the Reverend Norman Dodman, whom some of you have met through his ministry here in our church, who has gone back home. And I consider it a great privilege to share this pulpit that he spoke to us on, but also a privilege to share a story that he told once in this pulpit. And I believe the person that he is, he may have had this story firsthand. The Reverend Dodman tells about this story of a World War II general, General Alexander. Some of you may be familiar with this story. And General Alexander was a general in the army, but more he was a teacher, a trainer. He used to train the other army generals and brigadiers, etc., on how to fight in a war scenario. And so his class was a theory class. You'd come at a table like this and arrange a war scenario and ask his class to solve it, and they'd go through it, and this way they'd be able to know exactly what to do and the strategy to follow when they were at war. Well, one day, General Alexander's students got very wise and got to class a little ahead of him and arranged a war scenario and waited for him. And when he came to class, it was very unusual because there's a lot of murmuring and a lot of laughter and snickering. And he came and was told, General Alexander, you are the general and officer commanding in this position. And they put the plastic men in a very sophisticated war scenario. And he was told, General Alexander, you are the commanding officer in this position. These are your troops. But General Alexander, you have been surrounded by these enemies, enemy troops, and they have these helicopters and anti-tank equipment, and the war scenario was really difficult. And they asked General Alexander, what would you do? And in the best of their knowledge, they had defeated General Alexander. They asked him a question I wanted us to discuss today. How do you get your victory? How would you prepare for victory in this position, General Alexander? And General Alexander, very confident, went forth and looked at the war scenario and smiled. And he laughed and looked at them and he told them, never. Never, ever, never, never, ever, never would I be so foolish to get into this position in the first place. And I know we are all looking for different kinds of victory in our lives. But I think the most important thing is to get to a point in our lives when we can know never, never, ever, never would we be so foolish to get into a position that is compromising in the first place. Let us ask the Lord to bless our time. Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you even for your word which you've laid before us as an example, admonition for us to walk closely with you. We thank you for great stories and narratives in the Old Testament that many times just look like stories until you enliven them to us. Father, this is my prayer as we look at the life and the ministry that you prepared for Joshua, that Lord would be encouraged. For your glory only, in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to share just several things today, precisely 3 points. If you are in the fashion of writing down some notes, I will share on 3 points. Victory, the first one, victory is in the faithfulness of God. Secondly, victory is in internal strength. And lastly, victory is a command. So victory is in the faithfulness of God. If we look at the life of Joshua, there are several things that we can see. To understand exactly how to prepare for victory from what Joshua was going through, it is important for us to go through what kind of victory was Joshua looking for. I want to remind you that to lead the Israelites was victory in itself. They had a chronic and terminal case of we want to go back to Egypt on every small excuse, be it that, you know, there was no water, there was no food, and when they got manna, they wanted meat, and when they got it, they got sick. He also had to lead a team of Israelites, some who had already reached the land that they had been promised, the people from Reuben and Gad and half-tribe of Manasseh, and yet had to lead these people to go and fight for their brothers. There were barriers to occupy the land. The land was just not ready for them. They had to cross the Jordan River. And I do not know if he was thinking of another time to build Noah's Ark. They had to fight the Canaanites. They had to fight Jericho. And remember, this was the same land that they had said was full of giants, and they seemed only as grasshoppers. Lastly, I think Joshua needed spiritual integrity, strength with his God to lead people in a society that was polytheistic, the different kinds of gods that they were going to get exposed to, strength to depend on God. And I do not know if you identify with any of Joshua's problems that he needed victory in, and I do not know in what area that you need victory, but I want us to look at victory is in the faithfulness of God. You see, the first thing in preparing for victory is to know where our victory comes from, is to know where we are leaning on for victory. It is in God. You see, Joshua was told very, very clearly that, Joshua, you are going to gain victory because the Lord has promised. The promise that the Lord had given from Abraham all the way through the other patriarchs to Moses. And Moses was now passing it on to Joshua. A promise that God had decided to honor. A pledge that he had made and decided, I want to honor my pledge. I have made this pledge to the Israelites and I want to follow it through to the end. You see, Joshua could be victorious because God had said. Remember, the land was a gift that he had promised, a gift that he was going to give. If you look at Joshua 1 verse 2, I'm just going to read several phrases that he promises. Into the land I am about to give you, I will give you everything, every place you set your foot. Your territory will extend from Lebanon, the river Euphrates. In this conquest, I will be with you. You will be victorious because I have committed myself to fight with you. I am on your side. Joshua, do not trust in circumstances. Trust in me. Joshua, do you remember the war with the Amalekites? Joshua, your victory is based on me. You see, God had shown Joshua exactly what kind of God he was. A God who, in war, it did not depend on strength. It depended on him. If you remember the story of the Amalekites, Moses was raising his hands in intercession to the Lord, and as long as he did that, Joshua, who was down on the battlefield, was winning. He knew a God who was dissatisfied with sin. At the water dialogue, at the manna dialogue, at the quail man dialogue, a stiff-necked people, as the Lord had called them. Joshua, prepare for victory because I have promised to be with you.
You see, that is applicable to us today because we go all about looking for victory in our own strength. But to prepare for victory is to prepare our mindset, to prepare our attitude, to prepare us to depend on the Lord. To have that thought of, because I live, you will live also. Recognizing the sovereignty of God, I believe, is the first step of victory. You see, we live in a world today, in Nairobi, that has a popular manipulation victory doctrine. You see, you twist God's arm to do whatever you want. You're courteous enough to say, in Jesus' name, and punctuate it with amen. And victory is there for you. We live in a world with some magic wand kind of Christianity, some Mariah Carey theology. If you believe within your heart and you don't let go, you can make it happen. You see, we have lost the fact of knowing that our victory comes from the Lord. And preparing for victory, the first thing we have to put in our minds is dependence upon God. Our victory is in the faithfulness of God. What happened to statements like, even if you slay me, I will worship you. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you are there with me. Today's Christianity seems to be so much based on us and our strength and our abilities, which the Lord himself has given us, instead of reflecting on the faithfulness of God. You see, Joshua was going to do great and mighty things, and we'll look at some next week. But all that was dependent on this God whom he knew, who had made a promise, who had fulfilled his promise in times ago, who was going to do it again. Secondly, victory is an internal strength. If you look at the verses, the verses in the first chapter of Joshua, there's some words which are repeated over and over and over again. Joshua, be strong and courageous. Joshua, be strong and courageous. Joshua, be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land. And God knew who these people were, and he had given a perfect description for them. A stiff-necked people. Joshua, if you are going to be able to lead these people, not only do you need to depend on me, not only do you need to lean on me, not only do your resources have to be plugged into me, you need to have internal strength. You need to be strong and courageous. And God doesn't leave it for Joshua to guess what it is to be strong and to be courageous. I want to read 8 and 9. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey the Lord my servant Moses gave to you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you'll be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. You see, there were certain ways that Joshua was being told, you want to be victorious, then prepare with internal strength and courage. And how does it come about? Be careful to obey the law. Be careful not to turn to it from the right or from the to the left. Do not even let it depart from your mouth. Let it be what you speak. Let it be what you think. Let it be your life. Be careful, then you'll be prosperous and successful. You see, Joshua is being told, Joshua, victory is a lordship issue. And Joshua, lordship is a choice issue. You see, not only do we need to depend on God, but we need to choose to obey God moment by moment. You see, we are looking for success and prosperity and victory, but we are not willing to obey what God is saying. That you may know what I require, that you would obey it, that you may be prosperous and successful. You see, Joshua had so much experience. Joshua had been Moses' aide from when he was a young man. He had seen all these battles. He had fought all these wars. He had even gone to the mountain with Moses. He's the one even who used to be left in the tent where they used to meet the Lord. J- Joshua had all this experience. Joshua had all this knowledge. But Joshua is being told, obedience. Lordship is an internal strength. You see, one thing that is very interesting, the leadership of Moses is never criticized. It is perfect. He has a clean record on his leadership. He could lead these stiff-necked people, but one thing Moses misses to enter the promised land because of disobedience. And you see, Joshua is being told, do not be like my servant Moses in this one thing where things did not go too well at the waters, but be the kind of person who follows me. Do not depend upon experience. Do not depend upon all that you know. Depend on me. Is your victory based on internal strength? Be strong and courageous. Is your victory based on the Lordship of Christ? Do you have an attitude that your service to the Lord, your love for the Lord, is based on the amount of Christian jargon you know, the position you have around, or the kind of respect you draw for men and women? As you and I fight the mighty battles in our lives, just as Joshua had been promised, we are encouraged to be strong and courageous. I share with you a fictitious story of a man called Robert. This story is not based on anything I've read from this book, but it just brings out a point that is important. Robert was a very rich man and had 12 rooms, all en suite, so they were all identical. And one day Robert had a visitor, you know, and knock, knock, knock on Robert's door, and Robert went and opened the door and he said, come in. And the person who had come in had been the Lord Jesus Christ, who had come into Robert's life, and he told him, oh, I am so happy to have you here. Please be my guest. Have this room. It will be your room. Feel at home in that room. It is your room. And in this story that is make-believe, our Lord Jesus Christ occupies this room and has a very wonderful time there. But then there's another knock, knock, knock. And Robert goes to open the door and finds the devil there. Now they have a brief conversation and confrontation, and one person is left lying on the ground, and you know, with blood oozing out. Robert gathers himself together and goes to the room and asks Jesus, why didn't you come to open the door when we had, you know, the devil came, and you see how he's really injured me? And the Lord Jesus tells him, you know, I am a minority in this house. I have only 1/12. You are the master of the house. Therefore, you open. Now, Robert got wise and decided, we'll have an equal partnership here. Jesus, I give you 6 rooms. In all those rooms, they are yours. Feel at home. Feel comfortable. Before there was time, there's another knock. Knock, knock, knock. Robert went and opened the door. And there was a brief conversation. And thereafter, a brief confrontation. And one was left lying on the ground with blood oozing out. And again it was Robert. This time he was very annoyed and went and asked Jesus, why didn't you come to the door? And very calmly Jesus tells him, we are equal partners. Either of us would have answered the door. The laws of probability had it that we had equal chance. You just went before me. Now Robert got very wise. And Robert gave the 12 rooms of his house, all of them, to Jesus. There was another knock, 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 knock. The master of the house, our Lord Jesus Christ, went and opened the door. There was a brief conversation. There was a brief confrontation. There was somebody oozing with blood, but it was on the other side of the door. You see, this is a fictitious story, but it tells us one thing. You see, we want Jesus to control our Sunday worship time, and that's what the drama group was trying to bring out. We want Jesus to control when we are in trouble, you know, come for me at this time. But Jesus does not have strength is not a signatory on your checkbook, is not a partner in your business, Jesus is not Lord. You see, Joshua was being told, you have these great things to do. I am preparing you. But to prepare for victory, one, you need to depend upon me. You need to look at all your experience. And yet, yes, it is good. You need to look at all your abilities. Yes, it is good. I have given you those. But your focus, your dependence needs to be upon me, Joshua. Secondly, Joshua, not only do you need to depend upon me, not only do you need to look unto me, Joshua, you need to cultivate the Lordship of Christ in our context. Joshua, you need to choose to obey what I say. Joshua, you need to spend time in my law that you may know what I say, that you may know what I require. Joshua, if you are looking for victory, you need to obey me. Lastly, victory is a command. You see, Joshua was not being told, Joshua, how do you think about obeying me? How do you think about being strong and courageous? Isn't it a good idea? Formidable. You know, just think about it and let me know what you think. Joshua, be strong and courageous. Have I not commanded you, Joshua, to be strong and courageous? Joshua, be ready. Summon the men to cross the Jordan River. The verses following from 10, we see a strong and courageous Joshua. A Joshua who is standing before the crowd and telling them, now, get yourselves together. Get your supplies for these days. We are going forward. You see his order, his confidence. And he's not being rash. And he's not being dictatorial. But you can see he has the internal strength, because he knows he's depending on the Lord, to ask this people to do what God has said, to go forward. You see, you and I live in a Christianity I call Rock My Baby on the Seashore. Times are always nice. Everything is always cool. Very comfortable. Very calm. Very collected. You see, I'm not asking us to be loud necessarily. I'm not asking us to be upfront necessarily, but I'm asking us to be a people who are preparing for victory because the Lord has commanded. We just don't go around our business in a relaxed way, in a casual way, in a everything is okay way. Yes, everything is okay, but we are people who have a mission, a people with a purpose. You see, Joshua was not asking the people, what do you think about this message the Lord has given us? He was telling them, let's go. And I think I need to differentiate the difference between faith and guts. You see, sometimes you see somebody who is fiery. Oh, he was even preaching in the streets of Nairobi. Did you know? He just stood up before the class and gave his testimony. Do you know? He even went to the headmaster's office and did ABCD for the cause of Christ. Boy, does he have guts. Not faith. And sometimes it's very different to see between faith and guts. The difference is in depending on the Lord. You see, you go forward at it because the Lord has said. Because the Lord has commanded. You see, he could have done all those things and maybe did them before he became a Christian. And here we are saying, oh boy, does he have faith. When you mean, oh boy, does he have guts. You see, victory is a command. Victory is a command to go. I do not know what challenges you face in your life and what you need to prepare for victory. Maybe your account, your bank account is like mine, nothing to write home about, but everything for the bank to write to you. Maybe in your moral life, things are breaking down. Maybe you are a student and your academics are giving you pressure. Society has so much pressure on our academics today that to gain victory academically and in the world, you have to advance to the most tertiary levels of study. You spend your whole life getting papers, and when you get the papers, the jobs want experience. Maybe it is in your spiritual life that you are asking the Lord for victory. I would like to pray with you today as you reflect on these 3 points. That first, victory is in the faithfulness of God. Because God is, then we can go forward. Because God has said, because we can trust who God is, because He is a faithful God, we can go forward. And we can cultivate the strength to choose to obey the Lord. As for me and my family, we shall serve the Lord. To make a commitment of obedience. Lastly, to live lives of purpose, because victory is a command. We are not just to stumble through life. We are to go forward. Let us pray. Think about the victory that you need and what preparations you need to make, even from today, for that victory. Have you cultivated that mindset that the Lord is sovereign in your life? To cross over the Jordan River of your life. Have you cultivated the choice to choose to obey the Lord and to obey the command, be strong and very courageous? Father God, we need to hear from you that we may be able to depend upon you, that we may gain victory from you. I pray for myself and each of my brothers and sisters here who are seeking victory from you. Father, I pray that you would prepare us well, that we may live victorious lives for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.